Windrush child, I didn't just appear here. I have been on a journey. I have lived a life. I wasn't blown in by the wind. I didn't land here by the chance. My roots are deep. They run deep in the memories of my ancestors, as deep as the foundations of the first civilizations built on this earth, as deep as the deepest roots of the oldest African tree down in this earth. Deep, deeper than the human imagination will allow. Deep, I'm telling you, so I shouldn't be judged by where I am now. Yes, I am desperate. Yes, I am in need, but I am no beggar. I sit in a horrendous place alone and in need of others, but I am happy, man. I am told that men have died in places like this. I am told that men have died in this very place, but I have no intention of dying here. I have lived too long and come too far to die in the hands of those who do not love me. I have worked too hard and struggled too much to die on this cold concrete bench alone. They call me old, but I must live. I have cried, but trust me, this is not a sign of weakness. Crying made me strong. Crying made me human. Crying reminded me that the biggest man you ever did see was once just a baby, and he cried too. I am a man, and I cried. It is injustice that hurts. As I sit in the windowless room with its cold magnolia walls that are covered in distressed graffitis and the last messages of hopeless, miserable men, I seek love and strength because I know my place and it is not here. Chapter 1. I love history. I am history. We made history. We were the people of Maroon Town, Jamaica. This is where I was born on 15th October 1947. But long before I was born, I am talking hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Taino and the Arawak lived in Jamaica. They were farmers. They used to create fertilizers to grow cassava, peanuts, corn and beans. They used to trade pottery, wood carvings and crops with the Amazonian tribes. And although it wasn't perfect, they lived in peace for hundreds of years. I didn't learn any of that at the school in Jamaica. In school, I just got taught English history. It was my grandma, my mom and my eldest in a Maroon town who told me about the real history of Jamaica. It wasn't written down, but passed on the word of mouth from one generation to the next. They even taught me songs and poems about our history. We weren't allowed to sing those songs in school. Instead, we had to sing God Save the Queen and Rule Britannia. In the hills outside Maroon Town lived my favorite family friend, Brother Book. He had a very dark skin and long golden dreadlocks. He lived a natural life, up high in a hut, with no electricity and no running water. He didn't even have any books, but he was called Brother Book because he had so much knowledge. He would come to our house for some food sometimes. One afternoon, as I sat with Grandma eating cashew nuts, he asked me a question. "So, young Leonard, tell me, who discovered Jamaica?" I thought the answer was easy. "Christopher Columbus," I said enthusiastically. But as I looked at my grandma, she raised her eyebrows, so I knew something was wrong. Brother Book smiled and stroked his long beard as he spoke to me with his deep voice. "So, what about the Taino and Arawak people, Christopher Columbus, only came here in 1494. People have lived on this island for thousands of years before that. So how comes you didn't think one of them discovered it? That's what it say at school, I reply. That's what it say in all the books. Yes, but who wrote the books, he said. Europeans wrote history from their point of view. We must remember that when Christopher Columbus landed his ship here, flying a Spanish flag with a Spanish crew, everything changed. The Taino, the Arawak, and all the other people were here. We were here. We were killed by the Spanish. Those that weren't killed by them died from the diseases they brought with them. Then Grandma joined in. The Spanish began to bring Africans here by the force and make them work as slaves. Many slaves would run away, live in the mountains, and some of them would try to fight the Spanish. Them fight were hard, you know, but they were outnumbered. Brother Book interrupted gently. Other European countries were trying to take control of land in Africa, the Americas, to expand their slave trade, but the Spanish held on to Jamaica.